Thrills, chills, and spills, maybe. Let's review a movie.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. How you doing? Tori here, idiotboxradio.com. That's not my last name. That's the website that you go to in order to find out more about the show, become a patron, so on and so forth. Yay, verily, it is very bright in this room. It may look as though I'm bald, but trust me, I've got a full head of hair. Not that you probably cared. In any case, you care about the movies that you come here for and to hear me swear sometimes. That's on another show. Today's show is a movie review. It's about the movie Exeter. An excellent day for an exorcism. Rated R in Australia, though, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not even sure how it got that rating. A solid MA-15 would have done the trick, maybe even an M. Now, for you fans of horror, I've got to tell you something right now, a little secret between you and me. This movie, whilst it's good, it's distributed by our friends at Eagle, but I'm telling you right now, this is not a scary movie by any stretch of the imagination, not for adult horror fans in any case. This is a light-hearted, probably late-teen horror romp. Basically, a group of friends have a party in an old church, shit goes haywire, people are being possessed by demons, they do an exorcism to try to get rid of them, and nothing quite goes as planned. Now, you'd think I'd be trashing the movie for saying what I just said. Not at all, it's found its niche. It's found its niche, okay? And I'm telling you the niche. So if you're my age, 49, man of action, right? Geelong, Victoria, Australia, PO Box 4067, Victoria 3220. Send your postcards, I'll read them out. I digress, I get distracted. If you're looking for something scary, this is not a scary movie is all I'm trying to say. It's enjoyable. Its pedigree is good, like, you know, from the director of Friday the 13th and Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the producers of Paranormal Activity and Insidious. Insidious being a batshit crazy scary movie. I enjoyed it. It was a little bit silly at times. It was lighthearted. Well, it was meant to be scary, but it was lighthearted. There were a couple of very well projected. That's not a positive thing. The jump scares were projected, so there wasn't anything that particularly made me think, oh my god, this is a time o terror. But I did have a good time watching it. It will scare younger viewers, I think, which is great. So make sure you do get your hands onto it, guys. If you are a little bit younger than me and you haven't like had so much horror seep through your head that you're inured to it. But I did enjoy the movie. It was surprisingly good, all things considered. I wanted more as a much older viewer, which it didn't give. But I do think that target audiences of, say, I'd say 16 through to about late 20s will get a nice little jump scare fright out of it. So make sure you do have a crack at it. It is well done. It does have its moments of... Well, you're not meant to laugh, but I laughed. And the story is solid. There's not very many holes, if any, in the actual storytelling process. So in terms of just getting a story out and watched, you're certainly going to do so. But yeah, Exeter is the front cover is scarier than the actual movie. So make sure that you do have a good crack at it. And it just goes along at a rapid rate. It does a good job. And I am sure that you guys will have a good time with it. So till next time, check out Exeter. I don't know if you can get it on streaming, but you certainly can get it on disc at your major movie retailers. Till next time, I'm Tori. Please jump on to idiotboxradio.com, follow the patron for as little as 40 cents a week. You can become a patron, get a shout out on my YouTubes, and also get access to audiobooks and other bits and pieces I put together for you. Till next time, take care of yourselves. Catch you later.